All right. This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have the very lovely this guy, Eli. Hello. Hi. How are you going?
Hello, hello. I don't know about very lovely, but thank you.
Oh, well, you know, I always come from a place of, I don't know, what I would hope. So just thank you. I don't know. You could be an asshole. I don't know.
You come in ready to be disappointed.
have I set the bar too high, really? I've peaked early. Uh-oh. It's going to be a short one, folks. No, kidding. Here we are. It really is lovely to have you here. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You were requested by some people who have listened to previous chats, these little have a chats. So, yes, I am very, very pleased to have you here. So can you tell, for people who don't know who you are and in regards to what you do and how you contribute, who you are and what how you operate within this sort of naughty audio space?
Yeah, sure. Naughty audio space.
I know, right?
I like it. yeah, so my username, I guess, is This Guy Eli. Mm-hmm. I am an erotic audio content creator, as well as safe for work, you know, comfort audio sort of stuff as well. Mm-hmm. I'm also a Twitch streamer.
Cool.
I do regular Twitch streams, play video games and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just started recently putting like highlights on YouTube as well of the Twitch streams. So
oh cool.
I do a variety of different things.
Yeah. Right.
And that's just the stuff I do sort of within this persona and this space. I also have VA work and stuff that I do outside of this as well.
Oh, you do, do you? Okay. So you're a voice actor slash artist essentially. And so not only within this a previous person I had a chat with called it the Gone Wild ecosystem.
Yes.
which I love that term. thank you, Fairy Princess Lucy. So you do voice work externally, but is that like on a professional sort of basis?
To a degree, yes. I've been in a couple of video games and stuff.
Okay. Oh wow, that's very exciting. How long have you been in like contributing to the like non-erotic erotic slash erotic audio space?
I've been doing voice acting work for about 4 years.
Yeah.
I've been doing stuff within the erotic audio mm-hmm. Sphere for mm-hmm. about a year and a half.
Oh right. Okay. Yeah.
I had a weird sort of start.
Yeah.
I actually began at, so this is actually the second account I've had within this sphere. My original was called Just Another Peen. And the reason why
I'm
I
sorry,
had
did
that,
you say just another teen?
Or peen,
just another
peen? As in like
I thought
Patrick.
I thought yeah just thought
yes like okay. penis.
Yes, I thought that's what you said. Just wanted to clarify. Okay.
And the reason why I had that was because I used to go by a username Just Another Guy mm-hmm. anytime that I would do random stuff online, mm-hmm. forums and things. Mm-hmm. And I kept that and I was like, you know what? I don't take myself seriously. I don't expect anyone else to, but then people started taking me seriously.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, okay, uh-oh. Maybe I should have a real name.
Let's rebrand then.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And so in this part of the ecosystem you're about 18 months as This Guy Eli.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And may I call you Eli, is that okay?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. So what transpired before you getting, how did you get to this space and think, well, you know, were you doing voice work prior to this and then sort of stumbled across it, or yeah,
yes.
How did you?
I was in kind of a weird place because I had a day job that I worked mm-hmm. as well as doing voice work because I still wasn't I still hadn't quote unquote made it, you know, I wasn't mm-hmm. working regularly. So I had a day job, was just kind of looking for creative outlets and such. I had started making audios and stuff how do you say it?
Just
like horror audios and creepypasta recording stuff on
right.
YouTube. And I was just looking for different outlets and stuff. I wasn't feeling very fulfilled. And I was on Reddit, and I don't remember how, but just randomly one night, because I worked overnights at a hotel for a long time.
Okay.
So I was on Reddit for like 8 hours at least a day. And I somehow a Pillow Talk audio ended up on my page. And I was like, what is this? Clicked on it and I was like, oh, cool. So there's like people just do, you know, little comfort recordings and stuff like that. And I was like, this is really cute. So one day I got home from work at like 10 in the morning and laid down in my bed and I grabbed my microphone and brought it into my bed with me and recorded this little audio that's like a comfort, you know, sleep sort of thing. Posted that. And then the person that had written the script that I used for that, I went into sort of their index and they had like two or three audios that were for Gone Wild audio. And so then I was like, oh, what is this? And I clicked on it and I've heard of, you know, Girls Gone Wild, blah, blah, blah. So my mind immediately was like, I don't feel like what this is going to be, but let's check it out. And then I opened it up and I was like,
rabbit hole. Yes.
Hello. And then after just spending, I think I spent about a month as an actual listener before I decided, I think I want to try something. And so I gave it a try and it was fun. And ever since then, I've just been working at trying to be better and more creative and finding new and more interesting things to bring to life.
So were you nervous when you first posted? Or
very.
Of course I was. Despite having a microphone and obviously having done voice work prior to, you were still, was it more the content that you were nervous?
Yes. It's one thing to record being a character of some kind.
Yeah.
It's another to record an extremely intimate scenario.
Absolutely.
And that's part of one of the reasons why a lot of the audios that I create are character based. They're not just like me as Eli interacting with the listener. I know that there's a lot of creators that do that sort of thing, and it's a very common, very popular sort of style is just the whoever they are, whatever their, you know, sort of name is, and the listener directly interacting. Whereas for me, I prefer creating characters and strange scenarios and playing off of them.
Sure.
On my Patreon, for example, I have a Choose Your Own Adventure series.
Yeah.
And the whole of my Patreon, this tier that I have, they get to vote every other week on what they want to do in the next episode.
Oh, wow.
And I've created a world where the listener is involved in basically an underground organization that's hunting monsters and ghosts and stuff like that.
Wow.
And so every episode there's different monsters, different ghosts, different aliens and weird characters, and people have different accents and stuff, but it's all voiced by me. And then I have sound effects and stuff like that as well on top of it all.
So you edit your own work then?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember I listened to one of yours quite some time ago and was hugely impressed at the immersive quality of I think I remember you mentioning or saying that, you know, that you had edited it. With regards to that, has that obviously that must have developed over to get to a point where you can, you know, yes, create original content but that is kind of listener driven. That's so they give you the impetus for what they're after, or do you say, look, these are the options, vote? How does
yes
that work?
So it's kind of a mixed thing. I get a lot of my ideas from my listeners. So I have a Discord server where a lot of my patrons and stuff will share like their thoughts and suggestions and stuff, and I have specifically like suggestion boxes in my Discord server for them to post, you know, these are the kind of things I'm interested in, all this would be a really cool idea. And anytime that I post an audio, they talk a lot about, you know, what's going on and what they think and what will be interesting, and so I like to read through those, kind of take some hints and ideas and stuff, and use that to kind of push the audios forward. And then I set out a couple of different choices for what they want to do for the next. And this is actually the second series that I'm doing right now. Wow, we actually finished an entire series that we ran for a good chunk of last year.
Right.
And I think one of my favorite moments of that series is one of those choices. It was revealed at a point that the listener actually has this past that they don't remember. And the next episode was